Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yeah, Friday. What's up? Welcome in. Happy Halloween on the final day of October 2025. We're Grant and Danny. You are listening to The Fan. Bit of an annual tradition. We got to thank our boss for this. We are broadcasting from our homes today so that we can hop right off the air and take our kids trick-or-treating and do all the Halloween stuff with the young ones that we want to get done this evening rather than fighting the D.C. traffic. So thanks to him for making that possible. Danny, how are you?
I'm very well, my friend. And I was going to share that sentiment that you just shared. It's really cool that we get to do this, remembering that we are not automatons. We are grown-ups with between a 17, 18, 21 kids. And they enjoy Halloween. It's cool for us to be able to get going right away because it gets dark, you know, around 6 o'clock, basically. And the kids are on the street and, you know, I'd be missing the majority of it if I got home at the normal time. So it's really cool that we get to do it.
Yeah, by the time I get done here in the man cave in the basement, I'm going to be sprinting up the steps and everyone's going to be basically being held back from the door already.
Seriously.
At 6:30. So
sprinter's block, basically, trying to catch Usain Bolt.
I just spent an hour or so this afternoon, actually, at yet another place to buy more pumpkins. I don't know how that's possible.
Another one.
Or why. I feel like we've been at pumpkin patches all fall. And that's not a complaint. I love a pumpkin patch. Nobody likes a pumpkin patch more than I do. It's apple cider donuts and walking around and doing fun stuff where there's some hay. But we've bought so many pumpkins.
Mm.
And then it came to my attention last night that my son's been hoping, apparently, that I was going to help him pick out a pumpkin to carve. I was like, well, what about all the other pumpkins that we have?
There's so many pumpkins, right?
But I guess none of them were the carving pumpkins. These are the pumpkins that they're painting on, or they're just kind of designing on the porch just so. So today we went to Wegmans. There were like four left. They had holes in them, or they'd been, you know, just dropped nine times. I mean,
sure,
it was disgusting.
The bruised
pumpkin. My son's
pumpkin.
Like, this one's perfect. And I'm looking at it. It's the worst looking pumpkin I've ever seen. And I'm like, do I just trick him and get this and say that it's a good pumpkin? Or do we keep this search going? So we went to Knoll's Produce over in Springfield off of Beulah.
Okay.
This afternoon, and we scooped a few more pumpkins. You're going to pay a little more by the pound than you would at like a grocery store or whatever, right? But beautiful pumpkins, carving perfection. So they're right now digging out guts and getting the carving done in time for Halloween.
That's fantastic. We did not do much pumpkining. My boys don't care about it. The only pumpkin-related activity, actually, I missed because you and I were in Kansas City, thanks to our fellas at Condori and Murad. But they do at some place they went to, it's like a pumpkin launcher, where what you're going to do is take some of those old, rotten, busted-up pumpkins that you're talking about, like the ones that don't get picked, that are nubs, and you get to pull the lever and shoot it at a target.
That's fun.
And the boys loved that. That's their only pumpkin-related activities. We don't really have craftsmen in the house. We don't have artists like you guys do. We can't really do those sorts of things.
Well, so I'm the worst at pumpkins.
Oh, I'm terrible at it. So terrible.
My pumpkin quite literally still looks like it's carved by a second or third grader.
Yeah.
I mean, it's super embarrassing.
I've never understood how people could do it.
I don't get it either. People are like, oh, draw first and then carve. Can't draw either.
Yeah. But my drawing stinks. And then when I start cutting it, how do they do it so smoothly? I'm like, I'm sawing the thing. So, like, even if I meant to look, meant it to look straight, it's still jagged tooth garbage.
My wife, who majored in art and was a store artist at Trader Joe's, among other places, she does these beautiful pumpkins where I'll ask her for the Caps logo, you know, and she's able somehow to do that.
You imagine?
So one year we had the Caps and the Nats and the Commanders, or it was the Redskins at the time. You know, we had them all on our porch. And then my pumpkin is always quite literally the three triangle bit, you know.
Hey,
like,
look at what our first grader did. No,
exactly.
That's my husband.
So bad, so embarrassing. But I'm not doing one this year, so I don't have to worry about the shame and the embarrassment this time around. But yeah, so hopefully everyone's got their pumpkins carved, their costumes laid out, the candy ready to pass out. We're going king size candy bars as always at the Paulson household. Hopefully the Rouillet's up their game a little bit this year after the scuttlebutt that we heard about a few weeks ago.
Mm.
That just what you guys just weren't doing enough.
You weren't
putting in the effort.
I asked my wife yesterday, you know, cause I was going to have some time. My oldest has a soccer practice. It gets out at 8:30 on a Thursday night because that's, you know, a little bit more serious now. And so I had some time to kill. You saw me doing like setting in a parlay that you'll be surprised didn't win last night before I left the studio. But I asked my wife, I was like, do you need me to grab some more candy? Happy to do it. I'm going to have some time to kill. And she responded flatly, no. So she believes she's on top of it. So I did my part. I asked a question hoping the answer was no, and that's what I got.
Well, if you did that, then no one can possibly say you didn't put in enough effort. I mean, you asked, can I help? What else could Danny possibly be expected to do? Hey, here's where I want to start today with the Commanders getting ready for the Seahawks on Sunday. Your news of the day, not surprisingly, Jaden Daniels is going to start. That would have been pretty stunning, Danny, if he didn't. After practicing in full all week, he'd better start, he'd better play. And now we get to see if when he gets back out there, does he look 100%? Can he get through and navigate this game without any more hamstring or issues or otherwise? But that's the big deal, is that he'll be on the field. No Terry McLaurin, but Debo should be a go. And for the most part, this offense is back closer to full strength. Did you hear the Daron Payne answer about Jaxon Smith and Jigba in the locker room?
I did hear this because you turned me on to it. It was not on my radar, I'll fully admit that, until you brought it to my attention this morning, and I had to go back and listen.
So this is one of those times where I'm going to admit it's a great thing we weren't on the air when I first saw this, because I would have gone pretty severely and intensely and loudly against Daron Payne's answer on this. I've had more time to calm down. The blood pressure has come down a bit and to not be as bothered by it, but I am still frustrated by this audio. So the question's actually going to be asked, you'll hear it here, by our own J.P. Finley, of course, NBC and B. Mitch and Finley middays. And so I want you to hear J.P. asking Daron Payne about Jaxon Smith and Jigba, who is the NFL's leader. Look up the wide receiver stats for the NFL this season. Nobody is having a bigger breakout, more impressive season than Jaxon Smith and Jigba at wide receiver. He's got 819 yards, 99 more yards than any other receiver in the game. So forget playing him this week. If you watch football at all, you know, everybody who's got a fantasy team, everybody who watches the fastest 3 minutes with Chris Berman on a Monday night once knows who Jaxon Smith and Jigba is. This was the Commanders' locker room as Daron Payne, maybe your best player on defense, was talking.
But when you watch a tape of Jaxon Smith and Jigba, what's that look like?
Who is that?
Seahawks wideout.
Oh, no, I ain't paying him no attention.
he's leading the league.
Okay, so a couple of things. First, you hear Chick Hernandez like start guffawing. He's like, ha, 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 that's funny. As if Daron Payne's doing a bit. Like he's saying, who's that guy? I don't know him at all. Is it possible that he's doing that? I suppose. Having watched it and seen his demeanor, I don't think that's what's happening. And then JP says, well, he's the leading receiver in the NFL this year. He's got the most yards in the league. And Daron Payne says something to the effect of, oh, I don't have to pay any attention to that. And I take that to mean, Danny, I'm a defensive tackle. I don't cover wide receivers. I don't really have to worry about a wide receiver. I'm worried about guards and centers and tackles and getting to the quarterback. Did I misread this situation at all before we go further?
So, yeah, this is interesting. So I didn't have near as visceral reaction as you did, but think of Logan Paulson, right? Your cousin Logan, who knows so much about football, is so intelligent when it comes to it. He's still in the habit of being like, yeah, number 46 for them and number 55. And I've seen something out of 12. He does this. They deal differently than we do. Like for us as fantasy owners, I have heavy stock in Jaxon Smith-Njigba. I was all in. I have 7 leagues. He's on 4 of my rosters. I know the name because that's kind of the world that we live in. I wonder if part of it is that. I wonder if the other part is kind of, as you said, Daron Payne is like, yeah, I can't really pay attention to what's going on behind me. Now, I would have thought at some point in a team meeting, I would have thought at some point somebody might have mentioned, hey, there's this guy that is uncoverable and is excellent, and that's the guy we have to worry about. Like I've seen on every Hard Knocks or, in-season Hard Knocks or any kind of scouting video or whatever. But if he's only focused on the offensive lineman that he's got to deal with in the game, I guess I can sort of understand that. But I did find it a little bit peculiar that you haven't heard that name at all. It hadn't come up in any conversation.
So that's what I need, really, I guess, resolution on. And that's what I would love to find out is, what did he actually mean by this? Because I really believe it seemed to me like when JP said Jaxon Smith-Njigba, it was like someone saying a name to me that I haven't heard before, I'm not familiar with. He's like, who's that? What are you talking about? Also, there's a context to these conversations. Now, I didn't hear the questions that precluded it or the questions that came after it, but I've been in that locker room as a beat reporter, where every week the rhythm is the same. A guy like Deep Payne is kind enough in open locker room to stand at his locker and answer questions as one of the leaders of the team. And it's the same kind of deal each week. Hey, what kind of problems does Patrick Mahomes present? You're taking on one of the best quarterbacks in the league. Hey, what are you seeing from Sam Darnold? So it is very common as you're standing there that people are asking you about players on the other team. So it's not like JP's asking about a barber in Ashburn, you know, like pretty clearly.
Yeah.
What do you think we're doing here? Hey, what do you? So even in the first moment, you don't really, you're like, I don't. What do you mean? I don't know who that is. And then there's he's leading the league in receiving. Now, I do believe that the second comment is, oh, man, I'm not a cornerback. You know, I don't worry about wide receivers. That's not my job. I get to the quarterback or whatever. But this to me is problematic twofold, right? Number one, and most obviously, you don't think that the Seahawks aren't going to use this as some fodder? We've already got the aforementioned Jaxon Smith-Njigba, who, for those of you that don't know, is the number one wide receiver for Seattle and the leading receiver in the NFL this year and a superstar. He's at the podium answering a question today about what, you know, is being said in D.C. about Sam Darnold, right? They're already doing this bit. I guess the comment was something along the lines of, you can't lose this game to Sam Darnold on Sunday Night Football or something. But this is what teams do. This game of gladiators colliding at high speeds and collisions and violence, you're looking for whatever little edge there is for that added motivation or this perceived slight. See Michael Jordan in The Last Dance. That's what everybody's looking for. So if the Seahawks, I would bet anything I got that this clip will show up somehow in Seattle, whether that's Mike McDonald showing it to the team, whether that's just the transcript being sent by someone to JSN. And I promise you, if and when he balls out Sunday night, this will be a story, either because someone's going to ask him about it and he's going to make a comment, or because he or his teammates will just come out and say it. In the locker room, the Seahawks were walking by his locker yelling, I bet you they know you now. Like, this is... it's just such an unnecessary error, even if it was completely harmless, right?
Yep.
To let's say he knows him, he's well aware of who their best players are, he didn't mean it as a slight, he just either didn't hear him or he was a little confused or whatever. It just seems like such an unnecessary thing for a bad defense to give bulletin board material to the number 3 offense in the league and the number 1 receiver in the league. At its core, that's what this is, by the way. Like, we can explain it away, and I'm going to try to do that in a minute. I'm trying to be as fair as possible, but the really bad defense, one of their best players in the locker room said something essentially that could be taken as disrespectful about the best player on one of the best offenses. That's kind of what happened here.
Yeah,
that's an unforced error on a Friday.
I actually tend to agree with that. Now, here's the thing. Let's say no one gave any bulletin board material. Let's say no one said anything, no one did anything that's even slightly out of bounds. They still can't stop that guy. Nobody has. Right? So, like, you add in this extra little bit, and it turns into a thing where now you're going to get dunked on. Right? Like, that's kind of the ipso facto. That's kind of the next way to play this out is that, you know, he scores a touchdown, turns around and points to the back of his jersey, and everyone's like, you know, he's pretending to shake hands and introduce himself to his teammates. Like, you're going to see the celebrations happening where it's like, by the way, my name is Jackson Smith and Jigba. Get to know it. And he'll go off for a huge game, even if there isn't any bulletin board material, but there is. But yeah, you're right. I mean, you create a thing when there didn't have to be one. And if it's an innocent mistake, it's a strange one to me. You think the process of the NFL happening, of people getting ready to play football games, you might hear the name of the other team's best player. Like, I understand if you're, you know, if you're not sure who the second, left guard is, or the, you know, their swing tackle, you may not know everybody's name. You may know them by number and some of the film study and things that you've had, but you figure the guy that leads the world in receiving, you figure the guy that has torn up everybody that they've played against might come up in a team meeting. Like, you know what I mean? Like, there might be some sort of indication.
Well, and that's why
we have to worry about this guy.
That's why I assume that he obviously knows plenty about Smith and Jigba, because every Hard Knock show ever, you have to watch one of these in-season shows, every team's kind of doing the same things in the rhythms of the week, which is to say that every defensive coordinator starts the big meeting Monday, whatever day it is, probably Wednesday, where they give you the PowerPoint slides, and they go over, here's Seattle's best players. All right, their quarterback is Sam Darnold. Strengths. Extends plays, accuracy, pushing the ball down the field, weaknesses, and they'll, you know, rattle off a scouting report. And so obviously in that, they're going to highlight, you better believe that the defensive coordinator of this team had a PowerPoint slide at some point that accentuated Jackson Smith and Jigba, what he does well and what he does poorly. And again, these guys do study things to their position, but man, was it a bad look for me. For, again, one of the captains, one of the best players on this defense, this embattled defense where there's so much being made about how they're playing, you know, can they do more during the week? Is it a lack of talent thing? Is it a preparation thing? I mean, that's a big question, right? And then you're asked at the end of the week about the best player on the opposing offense. Who is that? And I know what Commanders fans will do and what a lot of people do. Oh, this is nothing. Okay, fine. Again, I would just say the best player on Seattle came up today in the locker room, and maybe the best player on Washington's defense suggested he wasn't aware of who it was 4 days into preparation for this team. That's the black and white of this. Now, there might be more context, and I'm open ears for it, but I'm annoyed by it. And I maybe wouldn't be if they were the number two defense in the league, but they're not. And if I had more confidence in how they were preparing and going into these games, but I'm not. I'm not that confident. So, yeah, maybe I'm confirming that prior, but that was frustrating to me to see that.
I hear your frustration, and I can understand it, and I can even co-sign to the degree of you're not good enough. Like, if the 2000 Ravens were like, we don't know who that is, fine, no problem, right? Or this year's Denver Broncos wanted to puff out their chest and say, we're not sure who that dude is, whatever, we're worried about ourselves. Maybe you got something to back it up with. But my point from before is there's no reason to fuel the fire, because the fire is going to rage on Sunday night. You can't stop anybody. This is a good offense. This is a really good football team coming here into town. The analytically outstanding. They've dropped, you know, that week one game is kind of the weird aberration. I think it was for a lot of teams where the offense didn't really do a whole heck of a lot. Since then, they have been really, really, really good on both sides of the football. And you're not very good on both sides of the football. You're especially bad on the side that guy is going up against, your defense. So in the sense that they're not going to lose because Daron Payne said what he said, if they lose, it's because they can't stop Jackson Smith and Jigba. This offense, Sam Darnold's going to have a field day. Guys are going to run wild and free in the secondary, as has happened all year. They won't be able to stop the two-headed running back monster. But it's also the extra layer of embarrassment, the extra layer of fuel, whether it has a tangible effect or not, there's no point to it. There was nothing gained from that today.
I'm seeing a bunch of the comments here. You can listen to us all over the DMV on 106.7 The Fan. You can watch us on the 106.7 The Fan YouTube stream. And people are asking the question, should Daron Payne know who Jackson Smith and Jigba is? Is that even a thing? Does he need to know who he is? Well, he doesn't need to study the tape. He's not going out and locking him down in man coverage. But, yes, he should absolutely know who the best players are on the opposing team days into preparation. Unequivocally, yes. This whole league is, it's a week-to-week thing where you get 6 days after the game until another one. And in this case, it's shorter than that, obviously, 5 days. But, yeah, the amount of work and preparation, I mean, there's enough hours in the day that you're studying the tape and you're learning about the opponent. And there's a reason why in that defensive meeting, Joe Witt is going over all of the best players on the opposing team. That's not a big ask, by the way. This is not we're not talking about Courtney Jackson. You know, we're not talking about a practice squad wide receiver. It's the number one wide receiver in the NFL. Hell, if you weren't playing Seattle this week, you should know who Jackson Smith and Jigba is. Just out of sheer interest in ball, frankly.
So
I mean, the guy's leading the NFL in receiving yards.
I was shouted down years ago, GP. I didn't mean to cut you off. I was shouted down years ago about Ryan Tannehill. Do you remember this? When he was coming out of school, he did not know who was in any of the divisions. He didn't know who any of the opponents might be, the teams that they were supposed to beat or whatever. And I found it disqualifying. And so many people were like, what is the matter with you? Who cares? Like, why is he supposed to know that? And my whole point was, do you want to play in the NFL? Like, you're aspiring to get to this league. You're interviewing for jobs in the National Football League, and you've shown no interest in it. If you interview for a company, and they go, do you have any questions about us? And you go, nope. You know who's not getting the job? You, stupid. You need to show an intellectual curiosity. You need to demonstrate that you did some little tiny bit of research before you set foot in this building. AKA, you might know who the Dolphins need to beat if they want to win the AFC. What? We got to beat Tom Brady? Oh, crap. You should probably know that going into the job interview. And that's what he was doing. An extended job interview that ended as soon as his football season ended when he was a collegian. And he's going on a tour to figure out who might want him, where he might want to go, what lines up. And he couldn't be bothered to look up a single bit of information about the league that he was apparently so desperate to play in.
Right.
I go, nope, I would never draft that guy. And people screamed at me. And this kind of reminds me of that, where I go, how could you not absorb the slightest amount of information?
Well, on a
about
scale,
a team that
though,
you have to beat.
I get that point, and I probably agree with it to some extent. But on a scale, that's below this for me. This is a player that you're taking on this week on the side of the ball that you're defending. And yes, there's not a one-on-one matchup looming, but you'd sure as hell better know who the three or four best players are by number and by name on the opposing team. Sorry. You absolutely should know that. Now, I have to imagine that he does, and it was just kind of an awkward interaction. But, you know, if the idea was that it's a bit and he's kind of being playful and he's dismissing him like, oh, I don't know that guy. Well, that's not good either. Because why would you do that about the number one wide receiver in the NFL who's still got a couple days to find out about it and get motivated by it? G&D on the Fan, another jersey retirement in Northwest Stadium this week. And pretty cool thing the team is doing to give back to the fans as they commemorate the Super Bowl era with throwback uniforms. We'll tell you about that next on Grant and Danny.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
ARC Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARC and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARC Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. And with no long-term contracts required, you can change your setup whenever your business needs change. Protect your business with powerful features designed to keep you in complete control. Get round-the-clock audio-video recording for non-stop protection. Stop scrolling through hours of footage. Find almost any events efficiently with AI search. Keep an eye on up to 4 camera feeds at once across all your locations for total peace of mind. Get trained security professionals to monitor your business around the clock and request emergency when needed. Ring Business is easy to install yourself or let our professional installers do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most, running it. Ring Business, business security that works for you. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.
Welcome back, Grant and Danny, on this Halloween Friday on The Fan. Thank you for making the show part of your day. You just heard Toby mention the NFL news of the day in the update. The Dolphins firing their longtime general manager, Chris Greer. Did you realize he was the GM there? This was his 10th season. Got to go back to 2016. He's been running their football operation. And that felt like it was an inevitability over the last few weeks that they'd be parting ways, frankly, not just with him, but with Mike McDaniel as well. But for now, it's Greer who pays the price. McDaniel stays on to continue to coach.
Yeah, he's like a lifer there, Greer. I think he started as a scout and kind of worked his way up in that front office. I'm actually really surprised that it was him and not McDaniel that got got the boot there. But, you know, when he went all in on some big-time veterans, trades for Tyreek Hill, big contract Bradley Chubb, and some of these other dudes to try to, you know, jump up and see if they could beat New England at the time and now Buffalo, and it didn't work out. And it didn't work out in a major way, so he gets the X.
They're under-talented for sure, but last night they just didn't execute either. I mean, you look at the number of trips they had across the 50 into Baltimore territory and inside the 30. So you call that, right, 20 is the red zone. The strike zone, I think, is what Kyle Shanahan calls 30 and in. And they couldn't do anything when they got there. At one point, I think it was like 5 possessions in that area, and they had 6 points to show for it. They fumbled a couple of times. It was just a gross game. But they also, they chose the wrong quarterback to pay. I mean, that is the death sentence in this sport in so many ways. I think a lot of us on the outside kind of felt like that at the time, but when you're in it, it's hard not to pay a guy that's putting up huge numbers. And at the right time, Tua Tagovailoa, when he was healthy, had a monster season in terms of statistics, numbers, accuracy, yards, those things, touchdowns. And so they paid him. It was kind of between a rock and a hard place, and you need him to play at that level. Like, had he kept playing at that level, it's not like they would have been in this terrible spot, but he hasn't. He has come back to earth post-injuries. He has regressed. And because of that, I think it makes things a lot harder for that team. But what I find so compelling about the way they're handling this is this idea that maybe they didn't say this in the statement, so I can't fault them as much as the word leaked out to Adam Schefter, but that's obviously coming from the team, to put out there in some way, even indirectly, that your head coach is going to last the rest of the season. in a lost season is really odd to me. I mean, there's nothing that can happen for him to get fired now. He's just there at two end, whatever you become. If the team completely rolls over and dies, if they quit on him, if you're getting beat on national TV by 35, 40 points, he's just going to play out the string as the head coach this year. You don't really see that happen with guys that are on the hot seat midway through the year very often. So I don't know if Schefter just heard something and went public with it, and maybe they could still feel like internally they could fire him regardless of that report. But that was really strange to me that he got almost like a vote of confidence for the rest of the year.
Yeah, that is strange. What it really does to me is go, we just want to make it really clear as to whose fault this is. There's one person, and you could probably do the math as to who that might be. It's not the guy that's keeping his job that's going to be here for the rest of the way. He's doing a good job. There's someone else, we're not naming names, that wasn't doing a good job, and that's who's not here anymore. I mean, that's kind of the implication that I get out of it. It's because you're right. You wouldn't come out and say, you know, after we moved on from the GM, you wouldn't go, yeah, we need to turn it around. Or normally that's what you would do. You'd associate some kind of thing. We need to see some sort of positive change. We need to see something. But no. This guy's good to go. Just let you know, he's doing a great job. Vote of confidence. Pretty odd.
Yeah, I would have thought that McDaniel maybe doesn't get fired at the same time as the GM, but there's nothing said about him, and he's kind of twisting in the wind, and then in the next week or two, at least you leave open the possibility if things don't get better to make that move.
Yeah, you could see the fans last night, and anytime anything happened, like another inexplicable fumble, another botched exchange, the bizarre, you need to hurry the hell up, and somehow they got to delay a game penalty moment where the fans are just going, oh my God, you have to do something. I've been there. That is relatable content to hear to us here in Washington.
A lot of booing, a lot of leaving early for the Dolphins. It's not a good thing for that fan base right now. By the way, Prime knew the assignment. They had the telecast last night with Michaels and Herbstreit. They must have shown McDaniel after every single negative play. I mean, the amount of reaction shots for their coach on the hot seat broke some kind of record, I thought, last night on the telecast for an NFL game. All right, let's talk Commanders for a second here, because they've got Sunday Night Football coming up at home. A lot of our listeners are probably going to the game. I wanted to give some kudos to something that they're doing that I think is really, really cool. So we already knew that they were going to be wearing their alternate jerseys, which are the 91 throwbacks to the Super Bowl era under Joe Gibbs with Doug Williams. They are also going to be turning the clocks back, not just on their apparel, but on their concession stands pricing. Super Bowl-era pricing available in their SeatGeek Legends Plaza during the game on Sunday. They're going to have sodas for 75 cents, which is cheaper than when I go to an Annandale football game against, you know, Justice or something. Or I guess they're now, what are they? Justice is right.
Well, it is Justice. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. I just always have to correct for the new high school name. Lee was Lewis or vice versa. I don't know. Popcorn, $1. Hot dog, $1.75. And then they're going to have beers for $4, which they've been doing throughout the season at this one location anyway. But 75-cent sodas, $1 popcorn, and a $1.75 hot dog. So when I walk up to the concession stand with the band playing next to me on a Friday night at a high school stadium, and I get a can of Diet Pepsi, a box of popcorn for the kids, and a couple of hot dogs, I'm going to be paying more than I'll pay at Northwest Stadium in the Legends Plaza this weekend as they do their retro pricing. What a cool idea.
That is great, first of all. More of that. Educate me here. What is the Legends Plaza? Is that like outside the stadium, or is that just a certain area inside the stadium?
So I have never actually been there. It's where they always have their events with former players. So like Art Monk is going to be doing an appearance there before he's honored this weekend. To my knowledge, I believe it's in the end zone area of the stadium inside. So, like, if you have a ticket, you get into the game.
So, in other words, it requires a special ticket to get to that place.
I don't think a special ticket. It's just in a location you've got to go to.
I see.
I think anyone can go to the Legends Plaza. It's an area, you know, not unlike a party deck or something.
Gotcha.
It's somewhere basically where if you've got a ticket somewhere in the stadium, you can go to the Legends Plaza because at, you know, 10:50 before the 1 o'clock game, Art Monk is speaking to the crowd or whatever.
So that's awesome.
At that location, they'll have all of these concessions.
That's great. So what I don't love the idea of is if you do that, for example, you go cheap concessions, you know, as the gimmick, but you got to buy the, I'm just making this up, the $412 club level ticket or the special suite ticket or whatever. Then you can get the special thing. I like, hey, you got a ticket. Let's do something nice for you, right? And again, they're trying to get, it's not completely altruistic, but it's a nice gesture. It's the right thing to do, again, to try to win people over and the throwback and dip into the nostalgia thing. So I don't mean to cast aspersions on it. It's the exact right thing to do. I love it. I wish it was more universal. It's the most expensive concessions in the league, and I wish that wasn't the case.
Yeah, I don't know. Where is that study done? And when was that done? I'm assuming
before this year.
Expensive.
I can't remember who had it, but yeah, it was the most expensive beer, the most expensive average for a family of blah blah blah.
Because I know they've like pushed back on that as an example. Like the Nats supposedly had the most expensive beer, and they came out with their own thing saying, "Actually, no, we don't." That's always hard to quantify, but it's too damn expensive.
Yeah, how about that?
I'll go with that. You know,
find your sixth most, still too much.
Exactly, and that's just going to games and paying for anything. Now I'll say this. I don't think they're more expensive than the Chiefs after having just been at Arrowhead Stadium. I could not believe the concessions prices there.
Did you like an $8 water?
Oh, my God. Dude, their souvenir popcorn. Now, I did not. I got the small popcorn, which is the equivalent of, like, you know, a medium at a movie theater or something.
10 popcorns, yeah.
It was all I want is 7 kernels of popcorn. Do I need a bucket the size of my head? But the souvenir popcorn was like $30. And then the smaller price that I got, like the small, was like $13. It was insane. The souvenir soda, which is not refillable, which was like in a small plastic cup, was $10 or whatever. So yeah, if they're doing worse than the Chiefs, I'd be surprised. But I guess Kansas City could charge whatever the heck they want. There was not an empty seat in that stadium on Sunday or Monday night, was there?
No, not well. All the seats were empty because everyone stood the entire time.
It's a good point.
that's my only counter to that. Yeah, it was amazing, man.
Week 9 coming your way after we got started last night with Thursday Night Football. Let's look at the schedule for the first time. What are the best games this weekend? And at the top of the hour in 20 minutes, Commanders Seahawks. If they win, what are we going to be saying? If they lose, what will everybody think in town? You're listening to The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're gonna find it.
They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
ARK Raiders. A multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Thank you.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. No long-term contracts required, just security on your terms. Take control of your business security with Ring Business. Get 24/7 audio video recording to capture everything and look for specific moments efficiently with smart AI search. Install it easily yourself or let our pros do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most, running it. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.
On a Halloween Friday on The Fan, it's Grant and Danny coming your way. We'll take you up to 6:30. We've got tickets to see the Capitals. You got to be listening ahead of the Beltway Blitz right at 4 o'clock. Speaking of the Caps, they play at home tonight, 7 o'clock puck drop, for what they're calling their Halloween-friendly spooky match this evening. They're giving away some Halloween-themed item when you walk in. As a matter of fact, so that's pretty cool. We will hear from John Walton later today right here on The Fan as we get closer to the Capitals and the New York Islanders this evening. But, Danny, let's take a peek at Week 9 in the NFL slate as we get closer to the weekend. Want to look at the best games of the Sunday docket. And I'm going to start with number 3 on my list here. We'll go 3, 2, and 1. The Atlanta Falcons at 3 and 4. Michael Penix likely back. The New England Patriots at 6-2. This game is in Foxborough, Massachusetts. New England is actually a 5.5-point favorite, which seems a little heavy to me, honestly. But in this matchup, New England with a chance to get to 7-2 if they get a home win. You feel like the Falcons are kind of playing for, a la Washington 1 week ago against an AFC opponent, their season. They've gotten off to a bad start. They could slip to 3-5, sound familiar. If they lose again, they're in a real bad spot in the NFC South with Tampa Bay starting quickly. I actually think this game will be a little closer than people think. Atlanta has bounced back from some bad efforts well this year. Look no further than when they beat Washington handily after getting beat 40-0. So this one should be entertaining to me in New England.
Yeah, they are Jekyll and Hyde. I have seen them look really good. They were a really good team defensively when they shoved it on Minnesota. A really good team when they beat Washington pretty soundly. And really, really impressive when they beat Buffalo. And then they were also the team that lost to Carolina. They're also the team that in consecutive weeks couldn't manage more than 10 points. They need this one. But what a win this would be for the Patriots. Whether you think Atlanta's quality or not, the Patriots have that Bills win on their schedule. That's their best on their resume. And you stockpile wins against bad teams, you could be a double-digit winner without breaking a sweat. They could be 7-2 after this week.
The number 2 game of the weekend for me, the Colts and the Steelers. Indianapolis is 7-1. Daniel Jones is an MVP candidate. Jonathan Taylor is the league-leading rusher, might end up being an MVP candidate in his own right when it's all said and done. Meanwhile, the Steelers at 4-3, a home tilt within the conference. They're trying to snap a 2-game skid now. They started 4-1. They lost to the Bengals. It was a bad loss. You lose to the Packers, a lot more explainable, but it was a 10-point setback. They gave up 35 points in that game. Danny, do you realize the Steelers in 6 games this year have allowed 31 or more points 4 times?
I don't understand. Like, I'm not used to this with the Pittsburgh Steelers. They may not be as talented as the next team, but at least that defense is going to be hard-nosed, accountable, assignment sound, etc. It's just off-brand for them. Like, this is not who they've been. This is not who they are, but it's who they are this year. They are vulnerable. They're bad. When you watch not necessarily the shouty shows, but the intellectual football shows where they actually talk about some of the things, Dan Orlovsky will break down some of the tape and just go, I don't understand what they're doing here. I don't understand what's going through this player's mind. That's more of a Arizona Cardinals thing. That's more of a, you know, Washington Week 15 thing than it is the Pittsburgh Steelers, like the model franchise. And yet that's the case, man. They are not good on that side of the ball, and we need to update our file.
The Colts only 3-point favorites on the road in Pittsburgh. Tomlin catching points at home has been automatic deposit in the past. As you said, it's a slightly different Steelers defense, though. You can get him at +130 on the money line. Total in that game is 50.5 points. And then, without question, the best game on the schedule this weekend. Frankly, this is going to be one of the best matchups on paper this NFL regular season. It's an annual tradition at this point, just about. The Chiefs and the Bills. a matchup that is fit for an AFC title game. And we've seen it at that level multiple times. 5-3 Kansas City, 5-2 Buffalo. The Chiefs, who have all of a sudden salvaged their year. They've won three in a row over the Lions, Raiders, and Commanders. They've won five of their last six to get to 5-3. They are playing better than the Bills have been coming into this game. Buffalo had a get-right, show-me spot against the Panthers, and they won by 31, just bludgeoning them this past week. But remember, before that, they'd lost to the Falcons in primetime. Right. They'd lost to the Patriots in primetime. So they're still 1-2 over their last three, but they did come out of the bye looking a lot better. A litmus test to see if the Bills are the likely one seed and the team to beat in the AFC. The line in this game, despite being on the road, Danny, the Kansas City Chiefs, playing maybe the best football in the league, are 1.5-point favorites in Orchard Park.
I wish I could watch. I wish these teams would play three times this weekend. I wish I could just keep watching it over and over. I'd like to see the matchup play out a number of times over. You know the storylines.
At least this game is in the 4 o'clock window, so yeah. With Sunday Night Football, if you're a fan of the Commanders, you get to just sit there and enjoy it.
This is perfect. This is the whole point of the sport, right? Is, you know, it's nice to have upstarts. The Colts are fun. Look at the Jaguars early season. Pew, pew, pew. This is the royalty. These are the two empires where the Chiefs have everything and the Bills are so desperate to get one taste of it, right? They, with all their excellence, as good as their organization has been, they've got nothing to show for how good they've been over the last handful of years. A couple division titles, but, you know, la-di-da. Their aspirations are much higher than that. The Chiefs, if you were going to get them, it probably should have been a few weeks ago. Good luck trying to beat them now. This is as marquee as it gets. This is going to be that heavyweight fight, you know, after Rocky's had his montage, in the ring, blow for blow, haymaker for haymaker. It's Allen, it's Mahomes, it's kind of the crew riding again. I cannot wait for it.
How do you spell la-di-da, by the way?
So I'm in L-A-D-I, la-di-da.
Okay.
La-di-da.
Remember Dada, Chris Webber's, the shoe?
No.
Oh, those
I remember
were good.
Those.
That was a big purchase I made. Black and red Dadas.
The C-Webs?
Yeah, the Chris Webber shoes when I was a freshman in high school. My brother got white and blue ones, but he was, like, really mad that we got the same shoe, so I wasn't supposed to wear it to school the same day he wore it. But it was like, we have different colors, man. It's going to be fine.
Yeah, no one's going to notice.
We weren't in the same class.
It felt like you guys were in class together. Yeah, no. Exactly.
Senior,
that's an overreaction on his part. Overreaction.
I agree. At the time, I thought maybe I had done something wrong, but looking back, I'm very confident in saying he was being a little bit of a
tell loser. Him I said he was wrong. You tell him that.
Our double play is at 3:45. We're blitzing at 4. Ahead of that blitz, we're giving away the Caps tickets I mentioned earlier. Next, though, Commanders Seahawks, Sunday Night Football. If Washington wins, if Washington loses, we'll take a good look at what the narrative's going to be next week right here on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. And with no long-term contracts required, you can change your setup whenever your business needs change. Protect your business with powerful features designed to keep you in complete control. Get round-the-clock audio-video recording for nonstop protection. Stop scrolling through hours of footage. Find almost any events efficiently with AI search. Keep an eye on up to 4 camera feeds at once across all your locations for total peace of mind. Get trained security professionals to monitor your business around the clock and request emergency when needed. Ring Business is easy to install yourself or let our professional installers do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most, running it. Ring Business, business security that works for you. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.